21st of May, 1792. Watch out, you traitors. Royal proclamation against wicked and seditious publications. Bookshop selling rights of man to be prosecuted.
Letter from the Reverend Christopher Wyville to William Wilberforce. Considerable numbers in Barnard Castle have manifested disaffection to the Constitution, and the words, "No King, Liberty and Equality," have been written there upon the Market Cross. During the late disturbances amongst the Keel men at Shields and Sunderland, General Lambton was thus addressed. "Have you read this little work of Tom Paine's?" "No." "Then read it. We like it much. You have a great estate, General. We shall soon divide it amongst us."
Rights of Man, fomenting rebellion in Ireland. Paine made honorary member of terrorist gang called Society of United Irishmen.
"It has come to our attention that Irish peasants are enlisting in citizens' armies and reciting the traitorous vow, 'I believe in a revolution founded on the rights of man, in the natural and imprescriptible right of all Irish citizens to the land.'"
Tom Paine accused of sedition. Loyal patriots burn Paine in effigy.
Diary of William Wilberforce. "Today, a loyal mob paraded the streets of Leeds, carrying an image of Tom Paine upon a pole with a rope round his neck, which was held by a man behind who continuously lashed the effigy with a carter's whip. The effigy was at last burned in the marketplace, the market bell tolling slowly. A smile sat upon every face. 'God save the king!' resounded in the streets."
Tom Paine's Jests, number 59. A gentleman in Devonshire thought he could not give greater proof of his loyalty than by employing a number of persons to burn Tom Paine in effigy. At the conclusion, one of the fellows waited on him to know if there was any other gentleman among his friends whom he would wish to have burned, as they were ready to do it for the same quantity of beer.
If we look back to the riots and tumults which at various times have happened in England, we shall find that they did not proceed from the want of government, but that government itself was the generating cause. Instead of consolidating society, it divided it. It deprived it of its natural cohesion and engendered discontents and disorders which otherwise would not have existed. Governments, so far from being always the cause or means of order, are often the destruction of it.